Okay, we are on at 6:01. So I would like to bring the Otter Rock Water District budget meeting to order on 4/19/2022. And we'll do roll call. Lisa?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Beth is here. Grace?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Stan?
Here.
And Joni?
Yep.
Okay, we're all here. We have Pat Anderson in attendance. We have Gary's iPhone. We have Cheryl and Steve Hall and another phone in attendance.
Yes.
So, start working on the budget, but I think we should address one thing that was mentioned in an email. I'm trying to find the email here. That dealt with quorum and delegation of board authority. And the email says, the board has made several motions since Tom Kammer resigned that were not properly majority votes per the message below. These including the one to exclude me from serving on the budget committee. Any such vote is invalid and must be reviewed and an invalid decisions rescinded. That motion that was made was not made to exclude someone. It was made to appoint someone. And it was motioned and seconded and voted on, and it failed because it did not have three yes votes. That was a board motion. So if anyone wants to discuss that at this point, go ahead, but it was not, you have to look at how the motion was made. I just wanted to bring that one up since that was sent around to everyone.
So, question.
Yeah.
You're saying that what Tanya Grass, I think I have the right thing pulled up, that Tanya Grass from SDAO, who looks like she's a legal technical support administrator,
mm-hmm.
her description is incorrect. Is that
no,
right?
No, her description is totally correct. The description of the motion is incorrect.
Okay, which part? I'm trying to find it where it is here.
At the very top, it was from the person who sent the email. The motion was not made to exclude
right.
someone. The motion was made to appoint someone, and the motion failed for lack of enough yes votes.
Okay.
If it had been made the way that person suggested and failed for lack of three yes votes, then
I'm reading it right now, and I guess she's not saying that the motion was as you said it. I think she's saying the outcome of the vote was to exclude her. That's how I read it.
Right, but that's not what the motion is.
No. She's saying the outcome.
But that's not what the motion is. So the motion is not... the vote is not invalid because we voted on the motion. You have to look real closely at the way things are worded.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, and anybody else can chime in too, because maybe I'm completely wrong. I thought Tanya's opinion was based on the fact that to do anything, you needed a quorum as if you had five members. So to do anything, you
need... That's correct.
Votes.
Yeah, we need a quorum to meet as a board. And because we're a five-member board, we have to have three members present, whether there's,
right.
three or five on the board. We still have to have three, but we also need a majority to pass any motion. And a majority is not a majority right. of who's in okay. attendance, but a majority of the board. So we always need
right.
three and three.
So that then based on what you just said, some of the past votes, like she also brought up.
There are no other ones mentioned. I don't know what they were talking about.
Well,
but we've been very, Lisa's been very good about it. She's aware of it. And we've had motions that failed because they didn't get three yes votes. And luckily, most of our motions have passed with three yes votes. So Lisa's very aware of it at all our meetings since she's been presiding.
So it wasn't pointed out then that there were some votes that were 2-1 and passed. That didn't come up. Is that what you're saying?
That hasn't happened. We haven't had a 2-1
vote. Okay, I'm trying to understand.
Been declared as passed.
Okay.
Yeah,
we all have to vote yes or it won't pass.
Can I get in on this?
That's why in the meeting, you know, they wanted me to pay Highland and I said no, so we're not paying them because I said no. So it takes all three of us to say yes.
Right. Okay.
Because that's a majority that's required.
Yes.
Isn't there also a stipulation that you're supposed to be out actively trying to get a fifth member of the budget committee? So to vote somebody down that wants to be a member seems to me to be against what you guys are supposed to be doing.
Well, I don't think that's what they asked them, but Lisa, you said you were going to contact them.
Contact who?
SDAO.
Yeah, but that you're not speaking, Beth, you're not understanding what he's saying. He's saying that. And I still don't know why you and Dick refused to have Pat on this budget committee. And I don't know why. And I'll probably never know why. And that's neither here nor there because you don't want them on this budget. And I happen to not agree with it. So there you go. As far as the board members, I have asked everyone that I can think of to be on this board and everyone has said no. So everyone so far.
The budget committee.
The budget committee? I think we should have Pat on the budget committee.
Well, I think at this point she's not interested.
That is correct. Well, I don't know.
I shouldn't say that, I guess.
And why?
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that because everyone got that email and I think we should start working on the budget.
So we're not going to get a fifth member then?
We haven't had anybody else come forward.
Okay. I didn't know it was anybody else. I thought it was anybody.
I've talked to quite a few people. But there's reasons, folks, and maybe with some of these other emails, we'll I'll consider sending something out.
There's a lot of stuff that Pat wanted and questions that she asked, and maybe now is not the time to answer them, but she deserves an answer for the questions that she emailed us.
Going back how far? A year and a half?
I can't speak for her.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on, if that's okay with everybody. I apologize for getting stuff out late, but sometimes life gets in the way. I did send out or post a revised budget spreadsheet, and I updated some things based on either information that I have received or discussions from last time, and I marked those all with a red C in the notes column. But I can't remember if it was maybe Mike who suggested at the end of last meeting, let's look at some of the bigger items, such as maybe system repair and meters. So does anyone have a preference for what to discuss?
I think we should do expenses rather than revenue first. That's all I think.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to look at some of our big things. I didn't change anything. If you look on page 3 for infrastructure repairs and maintenance, engineering and consulting, we had budgeted $5,000 last year.
Have we spent any of that?
No, we all our engineering was in on the chlorination system, and that was paid out of a different expense item.
Okay.
I don't know that we'll need any of this, but I would hate to take too much away.
Aren't we going to need to use some of this for the Second Street easement issues?
If we need engineering, but otherwise I would say that would be repair if we actually do something there. Engineering is basically, you know, consulting and planning. If someone decides we need to have an engineer actually review it, then we would use that. That's my thoughts on it. Well, let's leave that for now. System repairs and maintenance. We don't quite know, unfortunately. We had a couple repairs on our last Highland bill that have not been added in. But all told, without that one, we have had $3,000 worth of system repairs and maintenance so far. And I think the Highland bill was probably about that, but they still haven't sent us a breakdown that we can use.
So what's the contract labor figure?
Yeah.
What does that refer to?
Well, there's materials and then there's contract labor. That would be Highland doing repairs on our system.
Okay, so that's just a guess figure out there, that 14,720.
That's what we had left over from last year that we thought we needed to do and hadn't done.
So last year we had a budget at
we budgeted that much. 26,820 total. And it's split between actual labor and materials. And tools.
Well, I don't know how much we need there either. Yeah.
I wasn't clear what the difference between system repair and maintenance. I got the contract labor, I understood that part, but materials and supplies versus system repair and maintenance. And I mean, we have $5,500 budgeted for that.
For which?
For last year. This is in the system repair maintenance.
Oh, that was in other. The total is 26,820.
Right. And so what's the $5,500 at the top? Like 7070.7. What is that? 7070.7.
70.7?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the March profit and loss budget versus year to date. So I was looking at what had already been expended, which is $31.96 for contract labor and $13.52 for tools. But also in that $26,820 that was budgeted, there was $4,720 for contract labor and $5,800 for materials and supplies, $800 for tools, and then $5,500 for system repair and maintenance miscellaneous. And I'm wondering if we could just...
Did I miss that?
It is just... Oh, so are you saying it's just not on our new budget? You took that...
Yeah. She's wondering what the other was supposed to be used for. And I don't... The $5,500 for other, and I can't remember why we put $5,500.
I can't find my code list.
For other...
So it seemed like
projects.
Projects were. I didn't see projects.
Oh, let's see.
Maybe it was.
You know, a lot of these codes are carryovers from when we had Jim doing it, and for some reason, I'm missing that 7 on this spreadsheet. That's a good catch, Joni.
The numbers are similar, but I don't know where they are. On our budget, our proposed budget for 22, they are in the line just above, I think 70.7070 is the line just above the total. So it doesn't, I don't know that we really need that.
I don't either.
Maybe we can put that just aside as a possibility.
Big question mark, look into it. What is this?
We haven't spent any of it either.
Are we gonna have more expenses on systems and repairs and maintenance before the fiscal's out?
We had apparently two repairs done, the end north end of C Street, and something on 3rd Street was repaired from Highland, but they lumped it in with the meter work, and so we haven't been able to expense it out. We don't know how much it is. Well, they lumped the labor in.
So Beth, on something like that where Highland goes down to the end of C Street, are they, has the board approved that specific work, or they just have kind of a carte blanche thing to go ahead and do whatever they think?
No, that was reported to us by a customer right next to there. They noticed it. They took pictures.
Okay.
And they sent it actually to the board, and I sent it into Highland and asked them to check it out. And they spent at least part days getting to it. And
was that the work parts. Was that the blowout at the end of C, the north end, or
yeah,
something else? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, if we've only spent $3,000 last year, why are we budgeting $28,000?
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're discussing it. Whitney, do you have an answer on that code?
Yeah, it's just miscellaneous system repairs and maintenance.
It was just a miscellaneous.
Yeah, it's zero. We've spent zero, and there's a $5,500 budget.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There will be
the answers.
There will be one repair coming in on the Second Avenue.
Right.
Second Street. Lori. Of those lines, and so that's about $3,200 to $3,500.
Right. So, but I'm thinking we have less than probably 10,000, unless you know something unknown blows up.
Yeah, maybe that amount would be under contract labor, materials and supplies, and tools and other equipment. Maybe it would be found under there, and we could take our $5,500 and put it into another category, or put it in whatever. We have to decide.
Yeah, it sounds like there's just too much money in there.
Yeah.
Is there any schedule for maintenance? What, you know, you have maintenance and that usually is something that's done periodically. Do we have any sort of schedule on maintenance that we know what we have so we know how much to spend there?
No, we don't. We don't know what Highland has planned.
I was just thinking things like the community hall or whatever it is, your building.
That's separate. Got
yards and maintenance that we do on that. Is that included in here anyplace?
No, that's separate. Community hall repairs, we have $500 in that.
That's under a different category where it's not part of this budget.
It is. It's in the budget.
Yeah, somewhere. I can't remember.
We've had, we haven't had any anything but volunteer work done for like yard maintenance.
Yeah.
So we have not budgeted for that.
In the past, it's been Dan Gleason, my dad, and somebody else was going over there, and they've kept it pretty regular for a few years, but it's never been something we've paid for. The only thing we've ever paid for yard.
Is it going to go a little longer, or is it pretty much still scheduled in by people?
I think kind of when they notice that it needs to be done, they do it.
Dale Powers was doing it.
That's who it was. The only time we've ever paid for maintenance for yard care would be when the tank, we hired somebody to go up there and clear out the tank area. And Jim used to do that himself. And then last year we hired after the morning surf to clear it out.
And what do you remember what code that was put under?
Hold on, I'll look.
Or how much it cost, yeah.
Oh, I think it was about 400.
That's what I was gonna say, but let me just double check.
I can't remember what expense code it's under.
Well, usually it's done, yeah. What was the $400 for
for
morning?
For maintenance at the tank farm.
Okay, clearing brush. Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, I think the 26,000 seems a little high, and maybe we could use that money elsewhere.
And yes, it was 400 for after the morning surf.
And what code did we use? Do you have that?
Yeah, give me 1 second. My computer's being very slow.
Don't we have a contingency fund somewhere in here too?
Yes.
Handle things. You had a big system repair you had to deal with. You'd take money out of the contingency fund to help deal with it if you didn't budget enough.
I think it's right at the front end. Right.
Contingency is the top code under expenses, 5010. Under expenses,
okay.
And we had it under contract labor under system improvements.
System repairs and maintenance?
Yeah.
So 70.1. Okay.
We're not budgeting for that this year.
Yeah, 70.1.
We're not budgeting for what?
Contingencies this year.
That isn't filled in this year.
Yeah, right.
That's what we intend to have something in there. But you know what we did last year is pretty much went through everything and thought we had it pretty good, and then what was left over went into contingency.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so 50-50 building maintenance, that's if the gutter breaks or something at the building, at the
that's community. The community center only,
right?
Yeah. Okay. And we did do a few repairs on that last year. Right. How about we talk meters?
Can we settle on a figure on this one? Is it possible to maybe put it at 8 or 10,000 on the 70-70 system repairs and maintenance?
Yeah, I would think 10,000 would probably be very solid for it, probably.
I would think that would be a little bit low, but as long as we have another, you know, 15, 20 in contingency, maybe we're okay.
That's what I thought. And that way you get we'll get a closer idea for next year.
Right.
I don't know. It probably doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think we've got, I'm going to guess we're going to have maybe 7,500 more just under that category repairs before the end of the year.
Maybe we need 15 to 20,000 in there, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't go any lower than 15. I wouldn't go any lower than 15.
That's 70-70, that line there.
On 70-70, yeah.
Yeah.
For the total. Should we try it at that for now?
I'd say pencil in for now. Keep going.
Here we go.
Okay, 15K. I'm going to put down at the bottom.
Pat is raising her hand.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Back to the building maintenance on the community center. I happened to be wandering around over on that trail the other day and looked up at where the lower of the two roofs meets the side of the building, up in the middle of the building. There looks like there's a lot of rot where there should be flashing to prevent that. And maybe somebody needs to go through the exterior of the building and the interior too, with all this neglect from nobody using it. There could be some serious issues with siding and the roof up there.
Can you be a little more specific on where it is? North side, south side?
Looking from the east on the road toward the building, looking west, there are two roof heights.
Right.
The middle roof height meets the siding on the higher part of the building, and it looks like it's rotted up there. It's very discolored, at least. So I'm just thinking 550 may not be enough to take care of if there are other issues like that on the exterior.
Right.
You know, since we don't know, once again, that'd be something that you'd probably have under the contingency fund. You know, right now we're guessing there's going to be we need to put a new roof or deal with rot.
Well, there's time to investigate before the budget is finalized. And you're not supposed to throw things in contingency if you have already identified them, more or less.
Yeah, if something's identified, I don't really think it's identified yet.
Well, it can be before the budget's final. Somebody could go take a look. I didn't have a ladder to go up there to look.
And it probably wouldn't want you to go up there. I don't think there's any liability insurance for you to do that.
Not unless I'm appointed as a volunteer, no.
No.
Hi, buddy.
Okay.
Who should do that? Do we have some? I'm sure it's Highland that's going to do it.
No, please, no.
Don't have Highland do it.
I'm just saying, we should not let it hang there and maybe take a look.
Get somebody
contractor that's willing to look at it and give you a bid on it.
Yeah.
That's what you really need to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's an aside, but Richard, would you be interested in talking to someone about that?
Yes. And I have a contractor working 2 days a week at the winery right now, so he'd be happy to go up and take a look at it.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks.
Good starting point.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Now meters.
And unfortunately, we still don't know how much Highland has cost us per meter. I'm not real hopeful it will be good. And I know several people have suggested contacting someone else for meter installations.
Ireland won't give us a figure on that, or what's the problem there?
They gave us an estimate of $2,100 per meter, just a rough estimate that would include the meters, you know, and the installation and all the parts. That's their rough estimate per meter.
Have they installed any?
Yes, they have. They've installed apparently three.
How much did they come out at?
We don't know, because they lumped in system repairs. We just got billed for it for our March billing, and they lumped in the C Street repair and a Third Street repair in with the labor, and didn't tell us how much.
So they need to unlump that for us then?
Yes, they do. And that was requested a week ago, and I still haven't heard back from them.
Okay, so we can't do much with that then.
No, but we kind of have an idea that we could probably get them done faster and for less if we maybe contract with somebody else. They spent a good part of a day on Gladys Street with their vac truck trying to locate where the corp stops were for the houses that need meters on Gladys. They were only able, they had no maps. They were sent out without any maps, and they were only able to locate three. And that's why they did three. Because they also, they were thinking of just tapping into the line since they couldn't find all the corp stops. But then they were going to shut off the water up on First Street and then on Ellie Street and shut that section of water off. But they couldn't locate the shutoffs. So that's why they only did three.
So they didn't have this map that's put together by the water district?
They had a small copy of that because Curtis came down. Whitney and I were in the office, and they were out there with their vac truck. And they finally came down there and said, hey, do you guys have a map? And we found that and printed out a small eight and a half by 11 right. for them. But they were given a whole bunch of maps. I mean, 170 yeah. pages were scanned and sent to them, but the crew didn't have access to them apparently.
Well, I would encourage you to, I mean, I started looking at different things, and Beth, thank you for that link to the map that shows all the water districts. And the first place I called was Depot Bay. And I sent you guys the number and the contact, and they recommended, that's a whole different system than ours, but they were gonna do some, I think, replacement of the old meters with the new automated ones or whatever. And I sent out the number to the Thompsons, I believe it was, in Lincoln City. So there's one that the board could contact to get some estimates.
Right.
And, I've explained to people too that I'm just doing a little legwork, turning it over to you guys, and you folks can decide what you're going to do. But they realize what the system is, that it's not a new system with new meters. They know that there's digging and whatever. So I would encourage you that. Then I was contacted by another member of the community about Dan Garcia and Garcia Plumbing in Independence. And although after talking to him, although it's a ways away, he seemed very interested to talking to the board. And I know there's other folks out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That I hope the board takes that up. And until you do, we can put a figure in here, but we're not going to be able to say $20,000 is going to do 10 meters or 12 or whatever.
Right. But
that's up to the board to contact them.
Yeah, they're charging us by the hour to spend all day looking for things that they could have a map for. That's not good.
I wasn't impressed.
It could be improved.
Right. So, and it's funny, Mike, right before you sent out that email, Dick and I ended up, we were talking about the same thing, like maybe we could get someone else in here to do meters better than our experience with Highland. So,
well, and according to Barry, I can't, Brown, is that his name, that has the sub or the six houses going in?
Well, he sold the lots. Yeah, he was the owner.
Sold the lot. But he hired Jim, right? And Howery to do them?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I mean, there's people around with backhoes. It's not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. any plumbing shop, I mean, they got plumbers. That's what they do, that stuff.
Right.
The other thing I've been thinking about is that it was, I think it would be wise for us to have a strategy about which places need to be have meters on them. I know we had, you know, we started out, those of us were really enthused about them, or the board members had them first, and we had a lot of the, we didn't really have a strategy at that time, but it was a way to get things started. But now we should have a strategy. I'm just concerned that Highland is choosing to do things that's easy for them to do, or it looks like it's like, oh, we could just crank these out. And I'd like to have a better strategy. If we want to have, you know, we do know how houses are defined in our community. You know, there are rentals and there are full-time residents and there are SDRs and their commercials, et cetera. We know those things. So it seems wise to me to choose, and this is after we get somebody that's actually going to do it, but to say, these are the ones we want you to do first, and then these are the ones we want you to do second. And if it's all over the place, it's geographically, then that's, so be it. But
but that's going to cost you more.
It's true, but if we had a way of right now we just have half of people have them and half of them don't. So we don't have it. Like, for instance, if we decide to talk about rates or what things cost, if we're ever going to use meter usage as a way to determine what people pay, which is what happens in larger communities, we're going to have certain numbers, certain kinds of homes first and next kind of homes second. We have our commercials, you know, we have the ice cream shop and the surf shop and the winery and Moe's, but and State Park. And I think, I'm not sure about the chalets, if they're commercial or not, but.
Yes, they are.
So, you know, we have those, but I just think in the back of our minds, we need to have a better way of choosing what things get meters and what don't now.
Well,
so that use it as a way to determine what things cost, then we'll be in a good position to make those rules. Otherwise, some don't, then there's no fairness. And I think we need to be quite fair.
I think we need a map of who has them already, so we can see where they're
supposed to be. We have that down at the office, although we don't have the latest ones marked.
We do know a little bit about that.
But understand, we're all going to be metered here at some point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we can't charge on usage for anybody, you know, for part of the system and not on the rest of the system.
Exactly right.
But at least that's my opinion.
But if we choose certain places, then it'll give us a better idea. Like if some people actually are using more than others, people that maybe you think are using more, so they should be charged more. Maybe they're not, you know, using.
Right. More. But we have a pretty good, I mean, I did this last year, took all the ones that were metered and found out at that time which ones were, you know, vacation rentals and which ones were, you know, part-time vacation homes and which ones were full-time. And compared to the full-time people, the vacation rentals, they pretty much used the same amount of water. There wasn't any huge difference. In fact, we have a few full-time people here who are real water users.
Use a lot, right.
And also, well, of course, we we always, you know, you can really see them when they occur. You can really see them. So,
right.
Maybe that. Anyway, you know, I think my concern is for down the road. It's for down the road. The first place, we got to get somebody in to actually do them. Right. And then find that person. Then we've got to be able to say to them, these are the places we want you to do first and second and third.
Well, with money in mind, the cheapest way to do that is how they did over here on where I am on 4th Street, because they did 1, 2, 3,
the whole group, yeah,
4, 5. So that backhoe is just on one stretch.
Right.
And that's what Highland was going to do, but they, I already explained it. They, it didn't happen. And we had asked them to, we have probably 8 more meters in stock. We had, I think, a total of 11 meters that we had already purchased, and we had asked them to install all the rest way last August or September, but things happen, so
you get a lot done. I don't think right now
we got 3 in. Okay, but I'd like us to look at least as to, you know,
budgeting for it. That sounds like a board decision to me on how they're going to run that. Not, I don't think it's our decision.
Yeah, you're right, Stan. I just wanted to tell you what was on my mind about it. I just don't want us to just, and I say us as a community, just to not be thinking to go about doing it as we think about who does it and what we want them to do and when to do it, what's the best time.
Right.
But it's not a budget committee decision.
I would, yeah. My opinion is, I've been anxious to see meters installed, and it's been really frustrating in the 2 years I've been on the board. Hardly any have been installed. I'd like to see us put a chunk of money though in the budget to get a bunch installed, even though we don't have to have them, all of them installed before the rebuild, but we need to be picking away at them. And you know, they may even be cheaper now in amongst a big project when they're already doing work on some of the streets, but I still think we should do a good chunk of them.
Let me say, it occurred to me to call Jim and get some advice from him, and I've not done that, but I did call Lincoln Plumbing, and I have called Newport Plumbing. And to get a guy out now, they're wall to wall. They can't even tell me when they're, other than an emergency, when they would be able to do this kind of work. So I haven't called Rao. I've heard good things about them. But maybe Jim can give us an idea of how he handled that. Because it seemed to me, I wasn't around at this time, but he did a good job. And he had a good working relationship with a young man on a taco. And they worked in tandem.
Well, yeah, but Jim was doing the work, and I mean, they, you know, had the backhoe, and he was getting everything else directed or done. So
the purpose of my call to these people was to see what kind of a backhoe arrangement they had. Do they have a subcontract? Do they have one in house? And we never even got that far. They just said that they were busy and they really couldn't bid on a project like this.
Well, you've got Thompson's in Lincoln City, and you've got Dan Garcia and Independence that seem like, well, I don't know. I mean, there are people out there. I think plumbing places like that, they're so busy with residential and stuff. I did contact Newport Plumbing and talked to Scott there, and they've over the last 30 or 40 years, they've been ahead of, that's the plumber we've used, or the plumbing outfit, and always found them to be fair and were satisfied with them. But he said in the 7 years that he's been there, they've never done anything like that because it's so different than the kind of work they do. Yeah. It's not that they bid a big, you know, it's not that they're used to bidding 15 meters going in or something. So I think it's better maybe to go with, instead of a plumbing outfit like that. I don't know. Maybe there are some that would do that. And Rao might be a good one to try.
I think some of the outfits that do septics would basically be doing the same type of thing.
Yeah, Rao was too busy. We tried to hire them for 6 months to put in a sink for our new store, and no, They're just way, 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 way too busy.
Everything's busy.
We had to get, finally, we waited 6 months and Newport actually came out, but yeah, it's, they're crazy. So I agree with Mike. I think we should call the people that he's already in contact with and ask them, since they seem to be wanting to do this. And I think that's a great idea. And I thank Mike for giving us the numbers.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you, Beth, though. We should throw some money in there. We just don't know how much.
Well, if we go with Highland's estimate and say we want to do 12 meters, we'd be around 25,000.
And so do we know yet how many, so they've done 3 meters period and we have no idea how much, no idea. So that we need to sort of, yeah, but I hear what you're saying, so.
Right, but their rough estimate was 2,100 a meter.
I'm with you guys though, I really want, I mean, it'd be, we're halfway into this project, it'd be great to get all the meters in and just move forward. I feel like it'd be
right.
Very good. So I'm with you, Joni, on that.
So a dozen of them would cost about 25,000 maybe, or maybe we can get 18 then, who knows? So
how many do we have all together?
Maybe we put 30,000 into meters.
I think you Stan wanted to know how many total. Weren't there 86 that are in?
No.
We have left? Approximately a third of our meters in. Well, a little more than a third. I think we have 65% of them maybe in.
Well, I think the total number out of, what would you need, 150 or I don't know what it is commercial, and I believe it's either 61 or 64.
Because we should have 64 in now.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's something.
Yeah. So if we do 10 a year or 10 a year, we've got another 8 years before we get them all in or something, right?
Right. Well,
okay, I've got a question. This is probably for Lisa, but it seems to me at past meetings, the meter thing kind of got rolling for a couple reasons, for water usage, but also because, if I remember right, they were tied into us getting certain types of a grant or something. Was that right?
Well, we have to have them for funding.
Okay,
right. But they can't, they can't be built into the project.
Built into the project, but business or the loan that we have now that we're waiting to execute and, you know, and stuff like that, they want progress on our meters and they want to make sure that we're a good liability for them. And they want,
right.
Yeah. They don't want to just, you know, say, we're going to give you this money and then, you know, what are you going to do with it? You know, they want to make sure that we're moving the train along.
Right. Okay.
So give us the money. We have to pay it back.
Would they be happy with 15 meters, Lisa, do you think, for this year, this coming year? I mean, I'm asking something that's probably pretty...
Yeah, I don't think we really know, but I think if we continue to make some progress, that's what's going to look good.
Well, let's do it.
Well,
let's do it.
Let's see if we can throw 30,000 into the meters.
Okay.
I would be so happy.
And see how it ends up.
Right. Can always be changed.
Yep.
I'll be happy if someone actually comes out and does the job.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, but
we're going to hold space for that. We're going to hold space for that.
I think it was like, I can't remember, $1,100 or something to find those three cork stops. It was a crazy amount of money. And I'm like, that just does not make sense.
Yeah, no.
And especially, so, well, and that figure has to be rolled into the meter cost because, you know, finding the meters is part of the meters.
Right.
Well, so, finding the supply lines and the corpses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there might be people within the community who know where they are too. You know,
that's possible. I mean, I know where mine is buried out there in the gravel, but.
Going to ask Greg if he knows where they are. I'm just curious about that because we must know where they are. God,
I would know. Okay.
So it sounds like we have about 90 meters to put in still. Is that about right?
Yeah, 85, 90, something like that.
If you could do a three-year project and put in 30 each year, would be through with them.
Yeah, you know, maybe right? You want
to figure it in that sort of vein. Or 4 years, you know, and put in.
So that's taking 70-40 from 14,819 up to 30,000. Am I in the right spot?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that feels like progress.
Okay.
It's at least thinking.
We did system repairs and meters. I'm pretty sure on water quality testing, but I'm still waiting to hear back from Highland for sure on two of them, but I went high and assumed these tests that I think we're gonna need next year are gonna come through. What else do we have that's big? Our utilities are pretty static. Going off the chlorination or the general fund. Let's see, did I put something in our chlorination build facility construction?
What page is that on?
Well, yeah.
Or on
page four. Yeah.
Four or five, depending on your print.
Oh, I see.
It's at the end because it's a separate fund. It's in its own category. I think this is kind of high, but it doesn't really matter that much because we have what we have probably in the budget, but I mean, in the fund, actually. I put in 7,500. They talked about needing some protection where that pulse meter is or that flow meter is. So I think they might be gonna do that. And I doubt if it would cost that much, but more is better so you don't have to redo things.
So why do we have unappropriated funds then? Where does that go?
Where?
Unappropriated ending fund balance for the chlorination. On page five.
That stays, well, basically, that's a dedicated fund for chlorination facility from the donation from Cape Foulweather. That any monies that are left will go to our system development fund.
Okay.
That was the request from Cape Foulweather.
Okay.
Right.
Basically, it's still going to be restricted funds.
Okay.
I've got a question too about it. It seems to me, refresh my memory, that when Highland put this system in, that it seems like I heard it at a board meeting, that the way that the chlorine was injected or added or whatever was the valve or whatever it is wasn't the right size. Is this ringing a bell? And that needed to be a different size or in order to do it more accurately?
They tried the flow meter and then so they would put amount of chlorine based on the water flow. So if you have a low flow, it's not putting in much.
Right.
That thing quit working and it turns out it was defective. They had to get some new parts for it. In the meantime, they put in a smaller injection pump that would just inject a set amount into the water all the time.
Regardless, right. So was that been corrected? Is that, did they take care of and put the right one in that goes with the amount of water flow? Because that
they haven't told us whether they have. They finally got the parts for it.
Okay.
We don't know if they've got it going, but then they talked about, the only other thing I know is that they talked about it really should have some protection over it, like a little shed or something.
All right. So hopefully that'll get worked out within what you've got down here for budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, how are we doing on time here? Been at it for about an hour.
Yeah.
We've reviewed this. Meters. Did we come to any decision on consulting for infrastructure repairs? Do we want to leave that 5,000 in there?
Well, would that be, oh, sorry, but is this the place where if the roof is an issue that that Pat identified?
No.
That wouldn't go in that place.
That's not our system. That's our community center.
I'm thinking infrastructure that way, sorry.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm thinking of that too, Jenny.
So that's under building maintenance is what that's under.
Yeah.
Yes, 50-50. It should be on page two probably for you. But we may need to up that.
But yeah.
There was something else. Oh, professional fees includes accountant and legal. Where did I write that down?
On page two.
Yeah.
About 20% down.
Yeah, on some printouts, it actually starts out on page bottom of page one, although I think I thought I redid that. But now I don't know which copy I have. We have 15,000 for an accountant CPA, and that would be for doing an audit.
Great.
We have 3,500 for legal,
which I think we're going to need more.
That's what I was wondering. We did just get a bill, Whitney told me today, from...
It was 500. And
563 or something?
It was $563.50.
Yeah. 563. So we've spent...
That was a legal fee?
Yes, from the local government law group.
Okay.
Which we're not finished with, probably.
And that's it was a total of 2.5 hours of work.
Okay. How about if we bump up the legal by, oh, say 400 and make it 7,500? Anybody got any opinion on that?
This is under professional fees. Legal right now, I see 3,500.
3,500.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said 7,000.
I said 7,000 or 7,500.
I think we're gonna need it to have this negotiation with, the Second Street.
Right, but that could still be settled this fiscal year. Remember, we're talking about expenses starting July 1.
Right. Yeah, I know, but I don't have much, who knows?
Well, do you think we need more?
I've spent some time with the people on Second Street. And if we just simply lower those lines and not charge anybody, the only legal document would be a final document to gain everybody's acceptance.
Right. Right. And, a few hundred, $300-$400 maybe.
Yeah, it'd be under 500.
But, yeah.
And everybody is, including the warring parties, is pretty much on board with this so far. we have to wait and see what final details are.
So then lowering the lines, do we know how much that's going to cost? That's coming out of this year's budget.
Estimate is around 3,000, 3,200 maybe.
That's what I have
to this year's budget, right?
Yeah, and hopefully that would get done this year still before July 1st. So
okay.
That and that'll go under system repairs.
Right.
Yeah. So that's legal.
I don't have a problem with raising legal. It sounds like we need to do a little bit.
7,000? Do I hear 7,000?
Once,
going twice?
Throw it in there.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. My light's going here.
Are we still planning on closing around 7 today? The meeting?
Closing? Well, we're at 7. Ending.
Yeah, well, that's always a good time for me. I usually eat between 6 and 7.
I usually eat at 7, but or 8. But I've already eaten for this one.
Well, we've made some changes that can be implemented.
Okay, if you guys gonna wait, and I'll throw in what we've changed in a spreadsheet, and I promise I'll get it out sooner this time, since I've told my personal life to take a back seat again.
And we're hoping we're gonna get Highland to give us the right figures for what they're before the next meeting.
Yeah, I'll bug Devin again.
I've asked him too.
And I don't know who you want to put in charge, but we probably should try to get a hold of other contractors and see what they want to do on it in order to get a decent figure to figure out what we really need for meters.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can budget it if we have no idea.
Well, we can say we want to put X number of dollars into it.
Yeah, but that's so bad. That's just big. Or I, who wants to be calling Mike's wonderful contacts? We should have this decided.
No matter what we budget, I'm not sure we're going to find the labor. But I'd volunteer to keep trying.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Can give you those names, Sam.
I sent them to everybody. Okay. Should have a copy of them. I sent them to each board member plus the budget committee.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So before we adjourn, can we kind of set a quick outline on what we're going to tackle next time? I mean, I'm assuming rates are going to come up at some time. I'm assuming, what else was I thinking? Something else in here is going to come up.
We need to do payroll expenses.
Okay.
And then let's talk rates and fees. I know some people wanted to add some new fees possibly or raise some fees. So that would be a good thing to do.
Okay.
And we need to talk about the $15,000 if we're going to pay that back to the savings account.
Well, that's just a board thing to do, but.
Well, we need a budget for it. We need to put it in the budget that's an expense.
You want to wait till July 1st to do that? Yeah.
Well, I assume we're going to, I don't know. We didn't budget it for this year.
You're right. It has to be accounted for coming out of our cash reserve. So, or not reserve, but available cash on hand. So, yeah.
I'd also like to offer again the idea of getting a new print this year's budget instead of moving it to next year's, since the money is still in there and hasn't yet been spent. But that might be something that could be done fairly soon and use the money and allocated.
If I have time to research that, I will.
And you know, the printers are really good now. They really are good now for less money than they used to be, which is helpful.
Exactly. Right. You don't need a scan. Do you need a printer scanner or just a printer?
Yeah, printer, scanner, copier, combi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got contacts with IT people that I've talked to and gotten advice.
For $150, you can get a really good one.
Yeah, that's the ink it costs you. They practically give the printers.
Well, yeah.
No. We're looking at going to a laser jet. Your ink costs are like 2 cents for 100 pages compared to $3 for 100 pages with an inkjet. So your laser jet is just way superior.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
For that. And well, my idea is we hang on to the existing inkjet that we have, that for any the occasional times we need a color printer. And it can always be a backup printer then too, because it's always nice to have a backup. But anyway,
okay, sounds we'll work good.
On that. I think we need to nail down our expenses before we can really look at what sort of revenue we need. So once we nail that down, I'm definitely ready to look at what we need to do about rates. Yeah,
well, we just got a few things to look at then.
Okay.
Okay, good progress.
Okay, so I had as a proposed next meeting, next week, right?
I have May 3rd on this, the third budget committee meeting as needed is scheduled for May 3rd.
Okay. Yeah, I'm having trouble with my calendar's being slow here. My poor old printer or my computer. May 3rd sound okay?
Sure.
Yep.
That's another Tuesday, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. We'll schedule that in. That's great. Anything else?
Well, just one quick clarification. And Dick, you're doing two different things. You're getting hold of the couple of contractors, plus there was another thing you were going to do. It seems like
the
on the community center roof.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call Jim if I can get in touch with him. I haven't tried yet. And I've yet to have a conversation with Highland. I've called several times and see exactly where they're coming from and whether they even do that kind of work. I have a feeling that they're more into operations and not installations. So right. If we can find a plumber that's willing to work with us, I know a backhoe guy. He just redid our street and he is incredible with his little backhoe. He has a small one. And he would be perfect if we can pair him with the right plumber. So I'll keep going on that part of it. And on the meters, I'd really like to get Jim to give us an idea of what they were spending, because he had a pretty slick operation going. I watched him put in a couple of them down in our area.
Well, we know what they were spending.
Yeah, the issue is finding someone who can do Jim, to be a Jim who's not Jim. That's well, what we need.
Can work with our system and find the corp stops and the shutoffs and everything.
Yeah, so if I need to call Mike's contacts during my lunch hour and try to get a hold of them during my lunch hour, I will do it. But we just need to, I think Mike's contacts are a good thing, and we need to at least see if they're willing to come out here and figure it out for us.
Right. And we do need to remember that there's procurement regulations. If we have a project over $10,000, that we have to have at least three quotes or document why you couldn't find three quotes. And you just have to keep that documentation. I just
I don't want to get any quotes. I'll keep trying to contact people too. And then Dick, you were also going to get a hold of your contractor friend about the community club building or the house.
Right.
Okay.
Grace, did you have something you wanted to say? You had your hand up.
Oh, no, I did.
You had your computer hand up.
I did?
Yeah, for a little while, it just went away. Okay. Okay, we're meeting May 3rd, Tuesday. And if there's nothing else, then we will adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. Okay, 7:11, 7:12.
All right.